They are the men and women of our military and first responder communities. And these are their stories. American Warrior Radio is on the air.
That was, about 50 to 100 guys coming back to counter-assault as a second time at the consulate. And I think over when we were being attacked, I think they said it's in between 20 to 30 guys every time back to the annex.
And you like those odds, Tig?
I was fine with it.
Talk about a fine how do you do. Your fourth day on the job, you're shot.
It is. I started on a Monday, and on a Thursday I was bleeding to death in the dirt and garbage of a trailer park.
This is Gary Sinise. Tune in to American Warrior with my pal Ben Bueller Garcia to hear stories of our men and women in the military and those who support them.
I'm leading this column of Humvees through the city streets early in the mission on Black Hawk Down. One of my men is killed. He's the first guy, Dominic Pillow, the first guy to get killed in our task force in Somalia. And the whole rest of the night, I'm in the city streets, and we're getting shot to pieces all night long. And most of that night, I was totally convinced that I was going to die.
What American Warrior Radio means to everyone that I know in the community is legitimacy and is true advocacy for the warrior.
We have on the line Jessica Lynch. Jessica, meet Nelson. Nelson, meet Jessica again.
Hi.
Hi, Jessica. How are you?
I'm doing great.
It's been a long time since we chatted. Jessica, I've thought about you a lot over the years. It was a remarkable night. I met you in the hospital. I was one of the guys that was a part of that rescue team, the SEALs, and I was lucky to be one of the guys that carried you down the steps.
You really appreciate it. You know what I mean? Like, there's nowhere else to go, Ben. America is the last place, the last bastion of freedom on the planet.
The first responder thing is important to me because I think that there's a lot of civilians out there that just don't understand why our police are even here. They just look at them as somebody in uniform and they're automatically the bad guy.
I gave up the M4 pretty early on and just opted to carry a sidearm. And when things got bad enough, there were plenty of other rifles for me to use.
So, Frank, let me start off just rapid fire real quick.
Sure.
Is Jade Helm the precursor to martial law?
No.
Okay. Is it an operation to round up U.S. citizens and put them in FEMA camps?
No.
Is there really a pocket of insurgents in San Diego?
No. No.
Okay. Will Walmarts be used to stockpile Chinese weapons?
No.
Okay.
No, no, no.
Lastly, should I stock up on beans and ammunition?
Yes, but okay. not because of this.
One of the most intense battles of the Second World War. And today we're joined by a young lady. That's right, a young lady who was there, Muriel Engelman. Welcome to American Warrior, Muriel.
Hi, Ben. Nice talking to you.
Hello, my name is Roger Staubach. I'm a Navy veteran, and I hope you tune in to the American Warrior program with my good friend Ben Bueller Garcia.
And I'm very grateful to Gina for doing so much for our veterans. And you too, Ben. It's very infrequent that civilians come into our space and do so much for us. It's generally somebody who is attached to the military somehow. And I just can't thank people like you and Gina enough for what you do.
Our guest today was never on my list of celebrities who might be a good fit for American Warrior Radio. And I came to realize, Ben, you don't know Bo. Welcome to American Warrior Radio, Bo Derek.
Wow, thank you, Ben. That was very nice.
Welcome to American Warrior, Mr. William Shatner.
Well, now enclosed, and that'll be the end of it.
Until next time, all policies and procedures are to remain in place. Take care.
You've been listening to American Warrior Radio.